it's Phil. It's September 15th, 2017. This is episode 332 of Phil Hewlett and Friends. What a show we have for you today. How exactly are you affected by the Equifax data hack? We'll talk with a financial expert who's pretty sure you need to check out your stuff. Plus, the baseball season is winding down. We'll talk pennant race, wild card, the Cleveland streak, the Dodgers streak, and the home run kid. Manny the movie guy reviews Your Mother.
Is that right?
Oh, it's a movie called Mother. Yeah, that. And sick and tired about being sick and tired. Why not get away from government and rules and laws and people and start your own country? I kind of like that idea. You'll hear from a guy behind a new movement that's just getting its sea legs. Let's meet the friends. She's one half of the ridiculously funny comedy team, the Kalo Sketch Show, recovering beauty queen, Lauren Howard Hayes.
What's up, guys?
She's one half of the comedically ridiculous funny team, the Kalo Sketch Show, Bryman School Dental Assistants freshman Katie Elsasser.
Oh, hi.
And here to babysit his fantasy football team, intern Ricky.
How you doing?
And don't forget to play the intern Ricky drinking game. Last week, I think the number was 4.
Yes, sir.
Underplayed.
All right. And if you're drinking the water that's coming out of your tap, will you please, please stop until you get in touch with Aquasana. Aquasana makes your water delicious, safe, wonderful, clear of all that junk that's in there, like the chlorine and the heavy metals and the herbicides and pesticides and industrial solvents. Oh, yeah, sure. They're all within safety guidelines and the right amounts that you can. But, on what day would you like some delicious industrial solvents? Of course not. Why don't you get Aquasana, clear all that stuff out, not only the water in your house and your sink, your shower, and your dog drinks out of the toilet. Think about your poor dog. You can also get a personal water bottle from Aquasana and fill it up from the garden hose and not worry about it at all. It'll be absolutely safe, crystal clear, delicious water. These guys rock. Aquasana. Go to our sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Aquasana button and get busy. Aquasana. Live healthy. All right. And while you're on the website, don't forget, subscribe to the program. Oh, we had a huge show last week. Episode 331 was just ginormous because of all the UFO people. All of those folks who are going out to Devil's Tower in Wyoming to gather together and talk about how they were abducted this week and talk and dress up in alien costumes and all those other things. And all those folks listen to the show like crazy. Now they all subscribed and they're hearing me talk about them and they're saying, hey, Phil's talking about us. And if you want me to talk about you some more, you can always leave us a message. See that little blue tab on the right side of the website? Click on that. If you've got a microphone on your computer and you have one on your phone, so it works, you can just be totally anonymous and leave me a voicemail. Leave the show a voicemail recording. And you don't even have to say who you are. It asks for your email address, but you could say no thanks and still send the message. And we'll listen to it. And if it's worthy, we'll play it on the air. Apparently in 332 shows, there haven't been any that have been worthy. But perhaps yours will be the first one. All right.
If I leave one right now?
Yeah. All right. Hey, I'm so excited to get the show started. What do you say we do that now?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, Katie, we'll start with you. And only because, from what I understand, you have a cure for cancer.
No. Personally, yes, I do, of course. No. researchers are now using the Zika virus to battle cancer cells.
Oh, that sounds safe.
Right. Yeah. So I guess certain cancer cells will, you can take them away, but then they will regenerate and come back even if you're completely clear of cancer cells, and they will come back and they'll come back even stronger. So they're using versions of the Zika virus to completely kill it. And they're saying that they're trying to make it so that they're not harming any of the healthy cells or anything like that, but what it's been showing most effective on is, I cannot pronounce this, but we'll try, the glioblastomas, which apparently is a similar diagnosis that our good friend Senator John McCain was diagnosed with, and a disease that also killed Senator Ted Kennedy, Ethel Merman and Gary Carter. It's been very effective in like risky brain damage cancers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so the Zika, so this is, they're going to have to figure out how to contain the bad stuff from Zika, because
yeah.
certainly, okay, you've been cured of cancer, but now,
now
you, probably
have the Zika virus.
You probably shouldn't have babies, right?
I would assume that usually after chemotherapy and things like that, you probably have been warned to not venture into that area.
Yeah, but okay, but so that's what I don't get, is the Zika is a pretty serious thing.
It's a very
yeah.
serious thing. So I'm not quite sure.
But then so
sure.
is cancer. So it's a matter of which is the baddest
I think no matter what, you're not going to be donating blood for a while.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, they're making progress. That's
yeah.
good. You never know what if they've got to unturn every stone until we kick this cancer, because we all hate it. But, you know, because
Amen.
So many people are getting cancer off of smoking, and now, since fewer people are smoking, people
now,
are still getting sick and dying because they're just not doing what?
Because they are doing sitting too much. So sitting has been considered...
Oh, so they're not getting up.
I'm sorry. I did not follow on that pitch.
nice.
So sitting is considered the new smoking. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is saying that if you sit for long periods of time, it will increase your risk of an early death. And this just means like blood clotting within the legs or something like that. So if you sit for long periods of time, like I do at like a desk job, they recommend that you like get up and walk or move more than you are sitting.
Yeah.
And if you have to sit like for a long flight or something like that, you have to like circle your legs or move your legs or do something, anything to get your body moving. Get
annoy
that blood.
Your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Do the restless leg well, syndrome.
I've got restless leg syndrome.
I yes. do too. High
yes.
five. Yes. Right.
Which is always fun in a movie when you're just trying to focus and then
click the back of the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I take a pill for that. You know what the pill is? The pill is intended to, and this is a...
Stop your legs?
Like a, it's a, what do you call that? It's a secondary use for it is what the way I'm using it. But the initial use for this drug is to, what's the thing that Michael J. Fox has?
Oh, Parkinson's.
Yeah, it's a Parkinson's pill.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So you're taking Parkinson's medication?
I take it really low doses, but it takes care of
the restless
legs. And I need to take it at night, otherwise I don't sleep.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
So does your leg just start gyrating in bed?
Oh, it gets really like electricity.
Like an earthquake.
Yeah, mine too.
It's like a jolt.
Really? Yeah. And I don't even notice it's happening until after.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
why.
Like. Yeah, it's weird.
But I've hurt people with my feet.
Oh my gosh! Do you
he's
kick?
He's a violent sleeper.
Yeah, it's like the
get out of bed.
It's like the Ministry of Silly Walks. It's that.
Oh my
yes.
god!
That's good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, it gets like that. All right, so let's move.
So get up, move around.
Yeah, get up, get out of your chair, and get into the music. Become a believer.
Yeah. Become a believer and wear his shirts, but not if it has Marilyn Manson's face on it.
How is that possible,
well,
Lauren?
Justin Bieber and Marilyn Manson are in this like weird feud together. So Justin Bieber designed a shirt for Barney's. It's $195. It's got Marilyn Manson's face on the front, and on the back it says the phrase "bigger than Satan." Ellipses.
Ooh, wow.
Bieber.
That's like a throwback to John Lennon saying the Beatles are bigger than Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see how Bieber is like Satan. Only because he didn't actually get Marilyn Manson to sign off on this shirt. So Marilyn Manson is like, you can't be using my face like this. And Bieber fired back by saying, well, I made you relevant again, so you should be thanking me.
Wow.
Bieber burn.
Yeah.
He's got a point. You know, didn't Bieber go born again Christian, isn't he?
Did
he?
Yes, he did. And
I
it's
didn't
really
know that.
Weird. He's got really cool pastors now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, rock pastors.
The shirtless pastor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Wait, there's a shirtless pastor?
Yeah, because
that seems
because he's totally yoked.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I thought Katie's vanity was a sin.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But staying in good shape, you know, it's like your body is your temple, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and
there's that contradiction.
I feel like that pastor also wears, like, designer overalls when he's wearing non-shirts.
Oh, like redneck overalls with no shirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, like, designer style. So, like, they've got angles.
Yeah.
Just
Justin
to show
Bieber.
The
pecs. I mean, he's always stepping up to the next level. He's all that in a bag of chips, isn't he?
He is. And speaking of chips.
What?
Do you know how much air is actually in your bag of Doritos?
Oh, that makes me so mad.
So much.
Yeah. So they did a study on it. They wanted to find out, well, how much chip per air am I getting? Doritos.
That ratio.
There's a European kitchen appliance company called CDA, and they took the time to find out that Doritos are actually 47% air.
47?
Oh, yeah.
That means almost half the bag is air.
Now, is this is the one that comes straight from Doritos to the supermarket. How about the one at the sandwich shop? Where you pay
$1.85.
Oh, no, it's the full size bag, and it's $1.85. Then you crack it open, and you're right. There's four chips inside.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's like a special hybrid version of the,
it's like the 97% air.
The air theory is different when you buy it at a sandwich shop. Am I right?
I think you're right. I think you are right. But there's a worse chip. There's a worse bag of chips.
Than 47%?
Pop chips from the UK had an astounding 72% air when the packaging.
72%?
Thanks a lot, Brits.
Yeah, people are pissed.
There's air in the pop chips, too, right?
There's that.
Lay's made a statement, though. They said that Lay's said, the reason that there's so much air inside your favorite chips bag is to reduce pressure when stacked and shipped.
Well, you know, they have a point.
Break. Yeah.
Because you'd be upset. We'd say, I'm not buying those anymore because they're all cracked and broken.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
yeah, you believe
I guess
that.
The pops are super fragile.
They are really fragile.
Are you space fans, like space exploration fans?
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Have you heard of the Cassini, the unmanned spacecraft? It's been hovering around Saturn for like on a 20-year mission, something like that. It's been a long time.
I thought it was a decade, but yeah.
I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a long, long time. And it's more or less served its purpose, and it's out of juice. It can't It can't operate anymore.
It's not coming home?
And so in its programming, its last job in this lengthy mission, sending all this data and photographs of Saturn, all this stuff back to Earth so that we could figure out what the heck's going on up there. The last thing it's programmed to do is make a hard left and go right into the atmosphere of Saturn and burn up on entry. So it's like had we known it was a suicide mission from the start, I don't know that we'd have been so romantic about it.
Oh my God, it's like Lenny in A Mice of Men, just like look at the flowers or something.
Yeah, right. So it's done, and it happened today, early this morning. It burned up in Saturn's atmosphere.
Wow.
And that's it.
Oh, R.I.P. Cassini.
That's right.
R.I.P.
See you later, Cassini.
Go boom.
Now, here's a palate cleanser for you. A family in England.
Yeah, let's bring it back from the robot death.
Bring it back. They called their local animal protection agency, which is called the, it's not the SPCA in England, it's the RSPCA. Everything has to be royal.
The
Royal RSPCA.
Is it really like Dane Royal from the family?
Yeah, I think so. They're in charge.
Well, there you go.
And large. Anyway, here's the deal. They called the RSPCA to come over to the place and deal with a rare lizard that they found underneath their bed.
What?
Mm? Family had no idea how the lizard got there. So an officer went to the home to visit the family and look at the lizard under the said bed.
Tell me that the British officer is an expert in lizards.
Well, he approached the unmoving reptile cautiously. It was one of these, it wasn't moving, but he approached it cautiously and was unable to identify the breed.
Mm-hmm.
As most officers kid.
And so he got a little closer, and upon closer inspection, he decided, with all of his lizard deciding skills, that it was not, in fact, a lizard, but a dirty sock.
No!
Really?
No. And that's the news.
That's disgusting.
The Brits do it again.
Oh, wow. Was this a teenager's room?
No, I don't know.
Like a teenage boy?
They don't remember. They didn't know how it got under there.
Ew.
Something shady went down there.
Well, it wasn't moving. Yeah. And why did it look like a lizard?
Lizard. Yeah. Did it have like arms?
Was it
because it was down there so long?
Oh, yeah.
And big tail?
Was it scaly?
Mm-hmm.
Was it shiny?
Is there no picture?
Or? Maybe they were like clubbing socks, you know?
Oh, maybe.
Had like glitter and colors and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Here's something for you. You know who Zach Braff is, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
From Scrubs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dr. John J.D. Dorian, right?
Well done.
How about that? Anyway, he still has a vibrant career.
Mm-hmm.
in the Ukraine.
Oh?
A photo of Zach Braff in his Scrubs outfit is being used on a billboard in the Ukraine to advertise male performance enhancement pills.
No.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Braff also recently discovered that his likeness was being used to advertise computer repairs in Ukraine. So apparently he has nothing to do with this, nor does his agent, or nor does his manager. They just found a photo, and they're superimposing him against products and giving it the Zach Braff endorsement.
Wow.
What goes down over in the Ukraine?
And that's just one country.
Apparently
imagine what's happening all... What? Imagine what's happening in other places, right?
With Zach Braff?
Yes. No, and not just with Zach Braff.
Yeah, Katie, what product are you representing in, like, Thailand?
I have no doubt it's something awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Like microwave pizza.
Oh, my God. I would definitely be, the face of microwave pizza
anywhere. And depending,
anywhere.
Third world, there could be a photo of me somewhere advertising hammer.
Hammer.
Hammer. Just hammer.
Hammer.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Lauren, your face is like the face of dental hygiene.
Dental hygiene.
Back to Zach Braff for a moment. I mean, at this stage in my sex life, it takes a hammer just to get things started.
Oh, so. Oh there it is.
You knew that was coming.
Oh, come on. No. Easy.
Oh, now.
All right.
Turn this all against you.
Yeah, you used to like me. Aww. What happened?
Too many
times. Filled all over.
Yeah.
Oh, not nice. Oh.
Hey,
there it is.
We got a snort.
We did.
Oh, that's a good one.
We haven't had a snort on the show in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the new iPhone is out.
Yeah.
And it's basically got a bunch of great stuff that Androids have had for a long time. But just the same. It's out.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Right.
It's out, and it's got this facial recognition deal.
Mm-hmm. So,
is that fallible?
Oh, apparently it is. So very similar to the fact that, like, you know, you can unlock your phone by, like, doing your thumbprint or something like that. Now the new iPhone X or 10, some call it, will recognize your face if you just look at it and unlock the phone and get in. Now they're saying that there might be trouble with this in twins. Twins might be able to unlock each other's phones instead of the, like, you know, if your boyfriend's sleeping or something like that.
It's a good thing twins trust each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, unless you're like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
They could be evil twins,
yeah,
right?
They could be evil twins. Yeah. Or, like, I mean, Lauren, you and your sister look very similar.
Yeah.
You're almost, like, you're 3 years apart, but I wonder.
I would like to try it.
Well, yeah. Growing up, my daughters, people have confused my daughters. They think they look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so how close? I mean, this facial recognition thing. I mean, a lot of people have very similar faces.
Well, and apparently they're saying that, like, it can't be fooled by, like, a photo of the person or, like, a really in detailed mask, which I don't know how they did that. Like, cut someone's face off. And
here's what you do. Somebody's taking a nap,
and you just put their phone.
And
up
you
to
put
their
the phone in front of their face.
But
that's
It does say that you have to look at it to unlock it.
So you have to have your eyes open,
which is also very creepy. Because you have to, like, actively look at the phone. So your phone not only recognizes your face, but it has to recognize that you're looking at the phone.
Oh,
which is like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know. It almost sounds like maybe it's got insecurity issues.
It does. Recognize me. Look at me.
What? One of the late night guys, I forgot who it was, Jimmy, one of the Jimmies.
Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon,
we'll
I think
go with
it was.
One.
Yeah,
okay.
He said that the new iPhone X or 10 or whatever, if it's a... he doesn't have a talk show, does he? It has glass on the front, and now it has glass on the back. And there's a benefit to that. Now you'll break both sides.
Exactly.
There you go.
Wait, everybody with an iPhone has a broken screen, right?
No.
I mean, mine is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
mine's pretty shattered.
Well, yours must be relatively new, Lauren.
Mine is.
That's why.
It isn't broken yet.
Do you remember, there was a couple years ago, like, when the iPhones were first coming out, that apparently there were, like, screensavers where it looked like it was a cracked screen, like it was becoming like a fad. That you
horrible.
Could like have a fake cracked screen.
Well, there's the screen on my Android.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That
representing
is
the crack crew.
Just a joke for my iPhone friends because it looks
really?
It looks like the screen is cracked. But
it's not.
Cracked. There you go. It's just an image.
Is it because it's an Android? It's That's
an
why it's not cracked.
It's an homage image. All right. So guess what, folks? Your personal data is in the hands of evildoers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's no doubt. Nearly half of Americans may have had their information stolen. As you know this, you saw this in the news in that massive Equifax data breach that was revealed a little more than a week ago or about a week ago. What's worse, Equifax dragged its feet to tell us about it. So the bad guys got like a 2-month lead on us before we could shore up the protection on our credit and personal information. So let's find out how bad off we are. Joining us now is a former corporate finance and banking exec who manages her own financial services firm. She's the author of the upcoming book, Going Broke is No Joke. Patricia Davis, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, I'm even happier that you're here. When's the book coming out, by the way?
The book will be launched on Amazon on November the 8th.
We're almost there. Yay. I'm going to pre-order it because you're right. Going broke is no joke. So... regarding this Equifax thing, we're all screwed, aren't we?
Pretty much so.
Oh, no. Oh.
She's a financial expert. And you heard.
Shoot.
Great.
You heard
right,
the quote.
Right to the point.
That's a quotable right there. So why does this sound so much worse than, say, the breaches of, Yahoo and Target?
Equifax has more information on us than we have on ourselves.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
And why is that? I mean, I didn't give them anything willfully, did I?
No, but you don't have to. Equifax doesn't work for you or me. Equifax works for our creditors. So anybody who has ever applied for a bank account, a mortgage, utilities, and in many cases even a job.
Yeah, now we're paying overtime on our iPhones. And so that information goes to Equifax, too, doesn't it?
Equifax gets everything. That's why I said they know more about us than we know about ourselves.
So what then was stolen, and what can the bad guys do with that information?
What was stolen was name, address, Social Security number, date of birth, mother's maiden name, all of the credit you have ever asked for, credit card information, and
blood type.
Everything there is that you can think of that's out there.
And what can they do with that?
What they can do with that is sell it to people who want to create identities for you and for me, and then open accounts, get credit in our names that we don't even know about. So our credit can be ruined with identity theft.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The bad problem with identity theft is that it is known to take forever to correct.
Yep.
Right.
And in some cases, people have spent $1 million and years trying to fix something that they had no responsibility for.
Is there a simple solution, or or do we go back to the first thing I said? We're all screwed.
There is no simple solution.
Oh, gosh.
So we can't just, like, take all of our money out of the bank and hide it under our couch.
Yeah, can you cut yourself off from credit completely and just become a cash and carry person and not have to worry anymore?
You can. There's a yes to the first answer and a no to the second answer.
Okay. Oh, of course.
You can cut yourself off from credit, but it's already out there.
Yeah.
As a lady said to me yesterday, I don't have anything to be concerned about because I never applied to Equifax.
But they already have the info.
To which I said, you don't apply to Equifax. You are not their client.
Oh, yeah.
You are a captive audience because when somebody wants to know whether you are a good credit risk, your vendor, goes to Equifax, even unbeknownst to you. I've had people tell me they've lost job opportunities because of bad credit.
Wow.
That's what I was wondering about. See, can an employer... legally, and well, maybe not in every state, but can an employer ask about that sort of thing and use it against you?
The answer is yes. It is something called a permissible intrusion.
Because they're going to get creditors.
The law says people can only ask for access to your credit report for permissible reasons. checking for employment reasons is a permissible reason. If somebody just wants to check your credit to see whether you'd be a good match for them, good boyfriend, good girlfriend, they can't do that.
Right, yeah.
The new Tinder.
If you want to buy a car, well, the credit union has a right to know whether historically you have been a person who was a reliable credit risk.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have, that is a permissible reason. You have applied to them for credit.
Hmm. Now, there's a website I visited where I was able to enter the last six digits of my social, and then it told me if my data was hacked or potentially hacked. It didn't want to say specifically. And after the result, a pop-up appeared that said, it either said probably not or could be, you know, I'm just paraphrasing.
Click here for more.
And then another pop-up message appeared after that encouraging me to sign up for the credit protection and alert program that Equifax manages. Now, and I thought, wait a minute, do I want a company who couldn't keep my data safe in the first place, managing my data protection?
Well, that's the real question. And Congress, I would expect in the next two or three days, is going to deal with that. Because not only do they say sign up here for data protection, but at one point they said, if you sign up for data protection for free for 1 year, you give up your right to sue us.
Oh.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I heard that on NPR.
They are denying that, and several attorneys general are suing Equifax as that being one of the things they're suing us over.
Not to mention some of their executives and board of directors unloaded a bunch of stock during that two-month period they took to tell us that they were hacked.
Correct.
No
yeah,
way.
That could
correct.
Be, there may not
that's
be.
That's admissible.
There may not be an Equifax in a couple of years.
Well, certainly not with
but
this
then where
board.
Does that data go?
Yeah, not with this board. That's a good point.
To date, the board and the CEO have not come out and given us a full explanation of what happened. I tell everybody, assume you were hacked.
Oh, no.
But assume
so
you
then
were hacked.
What's the next step, though, once you assume you're hacked?
One of the things you must do is get a copy of your credit report. Call TransUnion, call Experian. I don't know if I'd call Equifax.
Right, yeah, no kidding.
Right. Yeah.
But get a copy of your credit report and put credit freezes on your account.
Credit
even if
freezes.
You have to pay $10 or $20 or whatever they want to charge you.
So that like
right
no
now,
account is being made under your name unlawfully?
I'm sorry.
What does the freeze do? Are you freezing your own accounts or are you freezing any new accounts?
You are freezing the accounts you have today, and you are freezing the fact that nobody can open new credit in your name unless you are notified.
Can you still use your credit once you freeze it?
You can use the credit you have, but if you yourself want additional credit, you have to go through the extra steps of unfreezing your credit.
Wow.
Mm, okay.
So it means more work to you. Uh-huh. I had a client last year who was a senior citizen going into a senior apartment, and she had to have utilities turned on in the apartment. When I tried to do it, they said she had a freeze on her credit. Years ago, she had put a freeze on her credit.
And she forgot.
And she had forgotten it.
Oh,
so
man.
The electric company was supposed to be coming the next day because I had just called them and made the arrangements. They called back and said, we can't come because we can't verify her credit. I couldn't do it in my name because my name was not on her lease.
Sure.
So, again, we had to go through the extra steps of at least temporarily getting her credit unfrozen so that she could get that.
So are you saying then that everybody should be in a suspended state of a cryogenic state, I guess you would call it, with their credit and just stay that way indefinitely because even if your stuff's stolen, nobody could use it if you're frozen?
Nobody can use it to open new accounts. Now, somebody may use it in some situation where your credit is not what they're doing. They may go out. Oh, geez. I had heard the other day about a new scam with title, stealing titles from people.
Car titles?
And getting titles transferred into another name without you even knowing about it.
Mm.
And the house can get sold because it's no longer your house. The idea of credit theft is a very, very serious idea.
Yeah. You think the digital age was supposed to make everything easier and more secure, but it's made it easier for the bad guys to get in.
It's made it very easy for the bad guys. And the problem is, at least from the reporting I've read, Equifax didn't have the proper security controls on their database.
Is it time to adopt a new system? Do we need to dump the Social Security card? Do we need to dump credit cards and go in some different direction? Have you put any thought to this?
The problem, I've thought about that a little. The problem is, even to do that, that has to be done systematically.
Mm-hmm.
The government has to have some way of identifying you. And as I told one lady who was trying to keep track of all of her stocks on a piece of accounting paper, I said, why are you doing this? I said, that stuff is on the computer. Smith Barney doesn't do this by hand. She said, I don't want my stuff on the computer. I said, it's already there.
Yeah.
The only person who can't access it is you.
Yeah.
Because you won't figure out how to get into your account. But you don't need to keep track of all this stuff. She said, she goes to the paper, newspaper, and writes it down every day to make sure at the end of the month her account is right.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, if we get a substitute for Social Security cards, say it's called personal ID card, they still have to be able to connect that number to your tax return, to whatever credit you do have. So I'm not sure that a new system really is the answer.
Yeah.
And
I'm concerned about the other credit bureaus and whether they are equally unprotected.
Right. Okay. So let me make sure I've got it all clear. I've got to go to all three of the credit bureaus, and maybe I don't go to Equifax, the three main ones, and at each one of them freeze my credit. And it might cost me a little money, but it's worth it versus what the downside could be if the bad characters out there get a hold of my credit and do whatever they want with it.
That's what I am advising. Now, the guys who stole the Equifax files say if they get their ransom money by the end of today, they will not release the information.
So they say.
Right.
Again, I still wouldn't believe it. But they also say if they release it, they will not release credit card numbers. They will release the rest of the information.
Oh, and the ransom for the credit card numbers comes later.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
And we pay that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, I guess I'm switching over to Bitcoin.
Well, you
so
can
much
figure
better.
That one out.
I can't.
I'd like to interview you.
Right.
I cannot figure it out. I've talked to experts three different times, and
yeah,
I still
don't get
it.
Yeah, we were on that show, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't consider myself a dumb person. I cannot figure that one out.
Well, you're smarter than us, and we appreciate the information, and I'm going to be on the phone or on the computer, God forbid, and with my credit firms and seeing what I can do with this, as you recommend, because I think that's a great idea. And thank you, Patricia Davis. We'll be looking out for your book, Going Broke is No Joke, when it hits the stores at Amazon on November 1st. Is that correct?
No, November 8th. And I also would like to ask people to go to my website and check out two other books I've written, Mimi, Money, and Me, as well as Money Secrets for the Sandwich Generation.
All right.
And what's my website? Is yourmoneywiz.com. YourMoneyWiz.com.
Got it. And we will link to all of that and make sure people are aware of your books and your coming book. Patricia Davis, thank you so much. What an eye-opening conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there she goes. Isn't that right? We're doomed.
Pretty much doomed.
Yeah. But that freezing thing, I mean, as long as you remember, and tell somebody that you did it.
Yeah.
If you don't have a significant other who's attached to your credit or you share credit, you know, when you're married, what's mine is yours is mine. And so if you're going to freeze your stuff, tell your spouse, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're not attached, tell somebody else in your family, whoever you put on your will, whatever, whoever's going to be in charge of your stuff after you go, whoever you assigned to manage your Facebook page after you kick.
That's the important stuff.
Yeah. That's the person that you need to tell that you've frozen everything.
Well, and it sounds like it's A, not that hard to freeze it, and B, like if you have to unfreeze it, it sounds like it's a couple steps, but like probably worth it. Yeah. To, you know, like, it doesn't seem like that much of a hassle. Yeah, well,
compared to
yeah, identity theft.
Great job, Equifax. You know, and they're not the only company getting hacked. I mean, if they could get hacked, just think about all the different places that could get hacked.
Oh, I don't want to.
All right, here's a discussion that I think we need to have at my house. Recent study by the Mayo Clinic, and these are smart guys, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Mayo Clinic suggests that allowing your dog to sleep next to you in bed helps you get a better quality of sleep.
Oh.
Ooh. Awesome. That's good to know.
What about cats?
They didn't study cats.
They don't claw your face, I guess.
It's a story about dogs, Lauren.
Okay. I just had to throw a wrench.
They examined, this is an extensive study. They examined 40 adults.
Oh, no. So their sample size is real big.
40 grown-ass
adults. Apparently, the Mayo Clinic knows something we don't about studying.
Oh, also, man. What kind of dogs?
40 adults with their pups for 7 nights, and both the humans and their canine counterparts wore motion-tracking devices to determine the quality of sleep. So these are good dogs who are willing to wear a motion-detecting device. On average, people with dogs in their rooms, but not on their beds, maintained 83% sleep efficiency, while people with dogs in their beds maintained 80% sleep efficiency.
Huh.
All right, so you want to have your dog in your room.
Yeah.
Because you get a little better sleep. It gets in the bed, then the dog moves around, and it stinks, and it...
And it's so true.
It wakes you up
when... your dogs?
When it wakes up, right? Dogs stink at like a half hour after their bath, right? When the dog wants to wake up, that's when the licking starts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, yes. That is the worst noise
and it's
in the world.
Usually too... Well, licking on your face. So that's
that too.
Mine licks my feet. I don't know why she...
And
does,
that's usually
weird.
2 hours before your alarm was supposed to go off. That's when the dog wants to
go. I know.
So I don't get this. So anyway, the new study, though relatively small, researchers were not able to determine whether the breed or size of dog made any difference.
I feel like it would.
Yeah.
It
does.
Yeah.
My roommate has a French bulldog, and he snores like a monster.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. In there.
Yeah.
Phil, do you have a dog?
Yes.
What
and
kind?
It's not allowed in my bed. It's a...
Oh, you have a Cocker Spaniel, right?
It's a Malti-Wawa.
Oh.
Malti-Wawa.
Half Maltese, half... Chihuahua.
Oh my god! I'm
that's
googling
a one.
A Malti-Wawa.
She's got a website.
Malti.
No, she's got
your
a
dog has
she's
a website.
Got,
a
she's page. Got an Instagram.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's Ginger
it's
Sleeps.
Like
your Malti-Wawa has an Instagram.
Ginger Sleeps.
Who runs it? Do you run it, or
no,
does your
I
wife?
Do not. I may have set it up, but I don't run it.
Does that mean there's like one picture and like 3,000 followers?
Yeah.
And I think Ginger, just Ginger, has a Facebook page.
Ginger.
Oh, wow.
Sleeps.
On Instagram. Tell me when you got it.
Okay.
I'll wait.
This is good radio, by the way.
Oh, she's in
that's
a party
a
hat.
Oh, yes. It was recently her something's birthday.
10 years. 10 or 11.
I think that was her 11th. Mm. Oh, see? Whoever's managing it is not me because the description there was not updated.
Oh, I love God. That you don't know who runs it.
There
just random
she
people
is.
Taking pictures of your dog.
I'm not going to out somebody, throw them under the bus for not updating the profile.
Oh, got it.
Oh, Ginger's upset. All the Christmas presents are gone.
Yeah.
She's got her 4th of July bandana on her neck.
Aww.
There's a pumpkin. She loves holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holiday dog.
Ginger sleeps.
They have that pumpkin spice stuff going yet?
Oh, you bet.
Look at my cup right now.
Yeah, we stopped at Starbucks and Katie basic bitched all over the place. She got a pumpkin spice latte.
Do they have they come out with the worst pumpkin spice things every year, don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
And so I have a list.
Oh, you do?
Some of the worst things, yes. So there's Trader Joe's Pumpkin JoJo's.
No.
Those are cookies. Those aren't bad. But it gets worse. Pumpkin Pie Bark. Chocolate Company Milk Chocolate Pumpkin Pie Bark is what it's called.
Oh, so like peppermint bark, but pumpkin pie. Ugh.
It's like tree bark?
Yeah.
With those flavors?
Yeah, it's like all marbled.
Do you eat it?
Yeah, you eat it.
Do you eat it?
Hey guys, does this sound good? Pumpkin Spice Probiotic.
No.
Oh, yeah.
low fat, 99% lactose free.
Oh, wow.
Great.
We've also got pumpkin spice latte peeps.
Oh, gosh.
If you look at the picture, they look like shriveled balls.
Oh, no.
You can't say that and not show us.
It's awful. They kind of look like, you know, like when your grandma attempts deviled eggs and, like, doesn't quite get...
They're too wet.
Yeah, they're a little too wet.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Do you want a pumpkin spice salad?
Ew, what? Oh.
Yeah, the bistro bowl from Ready Pack, only for the holidays. This is what it said: pumpkin spice salad.
Oh my god!
Pumpkin spice yogurt.
Nope.
This is just funny. Well. Toasted pumpkin loops.
Oh yeah,
what? I like that name.
I love that band.
There you go.
Do you want some? Like do you want some kettle flavored potato chips for pumpkin pies?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, that might be good if you crumple it and put it on your pumpkin pie.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. And then
this is not good. None of this sounds good.
No.
No, I'm actually regretting the pumpkin spice latte I just drank.
Yeah. That's just, there's just so many. Well,
I have the taste in my mouth. And
all
I'm like,
it is, it's a passive aggressive way to get you to eat more sugar.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Thanks, yeah. Coke Brothers.
Mm. All right, guys, follow along. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you. It's your local Cineplex. Joining us now is the mother of all movie reviewers, KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
That's right. I'm the mother of everyone.
Oh.
Had we known.
Hey, Manny.
Manny, we have a couple of big movies to talk about, but before we get into that, how was the Toronto International Film Festival?
I had a great time. And let me tell you, here are the movies that you guys have to watch out for, okay? The first one, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of the Water. That is fantastic. And it's been winning awards already. And I suspect when the awards are given out this weekend at the Toronto Film Festival, it will be up there.
Wow.
I also enjoy, oh my God. And you know what? Let's stop it right now and just give Gary Oldman his first Oscar ever. He's going to win for playing Winston Churchill.
Ooh.
In the Darkest Hour. I mean, you know, he gained weight for it or put some makeup on and la la la. You know how the Academy loves that kind of stuff. So I think, and he's perfect. He's perfect as Winston Churchill.
And what do they call also that? They call that method acting?
Well, you know, he is a great method actor, that Gary Oldman, you know. I mean, I love him since, gosh, Sid and Nancy from 1981, you know. I also, for Best Actress, we have Frances McDormand. I think she's the front runner right now. And it's for the drama, sort of a little bit of dramedy. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is the title.
Bad
title. Great performance, you know. I had a great time. But you know what movie that really stood out the most for me? It's a movie called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. It is the story of how Wonder Woman came to be. The comic book hero. Yeah, and it's got, oh my God. I mean, think of it. It's very salacious, right? There's lesbianism, bondage, polyamorous relationship. But you know what? Director Angela Johnson handled them with care, and it's not...
No.
And I was just going to ask, is it Angela Johnson the comedian? Or
I doubt it.
No, I know.
Oh, you're back.
There's Angela Johnson, the director, and she's fantastic. And you know what, though? And this is coming from the director who gave us a Herbie Fully Loaded. Because you remember me, she's like, yeah, when I interviewed her, she's like, oh, no, I met you before. I'm like, oh, my God, you directed Herbie Fully Loaded. And then so we bonded anyway, because I interviewed her back in the day.
Who plays this creepy Professor Marston?
Luke Evans. I love him. You know him. If you saw Beauty and the Beast, he's Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
All right. He's a hottie.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, a creepy hottie.
I'll do bondage and lesbianism with him.
Oh, yeah. Nice, Manny.
Anytime.
The show is.
I should have told that to him.
The show is suddenly gone polyamorous. I don't know.
That's great.
All right.
Can create a new Wonder Woman then.
All right. Let's go to the Wonder Woman of Hollywood, Jennifer Lawrence. And there's a movie with a lowercase first letter in the word and the title and an exclamation point after it. And it's called Mother.
That's right. It's captivating and terrifying. Mother with an exclamation point. comes out swinging. If you guys are familiar with Darren Aronofsky, writer-director Darren Aronofsky's work, Requiem for a Dream is fantastic. Black Swan, he gave Natalie Portman her Oscar. He's a great storyteller. But also he's done Noah, which is so it's okay, and The Fountain, which is like a long, excessive movie, in my humble opinion. But he is an auteur. He knows. You know a Darren Aronofsky movie when you see one. And so this is from his brilliant mind. And what he did with the film is he mixes genres. There's scary parts in it. There's a little bit of romance, and there's a lot of thriller in it as well. You know, Mother. It's an ironic fire and brimstone of a movie of biblical proportions. I'm trying not to give you guys any spoiler because you really have to go see the film. But okay. Here's the thing, you will either love it or hate it. Those people who love it respect Darren Aronofsky's vision.
But come back, Manny. But she's not going to make Jennifer Lawrence is not going to get the Oscar because that gal from the Three Billboards, et cetera, title is going to get the Oscar based on what you said, right?
And I don't think here's the thing. Okay, let me just tell you real quick. Front and center is Jennifer Lawrence's mother. Javier Bardem is the husband known simply as him, and she loves fixing the mysterious home. He's a poet suffering from with a really bad case of writer's block. You know, their tranquil existence in the country somewhere is disrupted when one day Ed Harris, known only as Man, shows up. Then the following day, his wife, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, follows. She had a telling line when she told Lawrence's character, "God help you." Yep, because her life could be in danger. That's really all you guys need to know. But it pays homage to Rosemary's Baby. Right? Remember the Roman Polanski film? But that's the problem. Therein lies the problem. I love Jennifer Lawrence. You know,
Oh, no, Manny.
Come back, Manny.
Manny,
no.
Hey, he's going to be back any second now. It's a cycle. See, it happens. Right. And here he is.
There he is.
All right. There he is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
All right. Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence, you know, who won an Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook. She does not have the sweet naivete that Mia Farrow possessed in the Roman Polanski film from Rosemary's Baby. I mean, she still looks hot and young and fresh, but she's never, ever, ever. I don't know about how you guys see Jennifer Lawrence, but she's never a helpless character on the screen anywhere. She's got this inner fire and strength. So I think she's a little bit miscast in the film. And like the exclamation point of the title, everything is in a hyperkinetic sense of bewilderment in the film. I mean, from the horrific opening scene to the shocking ending. So just go in there. If you guys want to see Mother, just go in there with an open mind. Okay. And, you know, just kind of keep in mind that you'll either love it or hate it. You will also love it if you believe. It all depends on the payoff. If you believe the payoff, you will enjoy the film. If you don't, then I think you'll not like it. But I, on the other hand, I adore Darren Aronofsky and all that stuff, but I also feel the movie is a little bit excessive, so I'm giving it 3 out of 4.
Oh, 3 out of 4. Well, that's not bad. Now, Manny, you may not know this about me, but back in the 1990s, I used to go to the video convention where all the companies have put out video, you know, like from Turner Home Video with the Jane Fonda exercise videos, workout videos.
You're right.
To the Olsen twins.
The VHS.
The Olsen twins who used to own video, you know, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched them all.
And then, but the majority of the business done on VHS back in the day and Blockbuster were the mostly the action movies that went straight to video. And when I saw the poster for American Assassin with Michael Keaton and others, I immediately was thrown back to those days when a movie that looked like that on the poster would go straight to video and we never see it in the theater. Is that the kind of movie this is? Oh, we
apparently
lost
not.
Did you just hang up on him?
Pissed off Manny. He's like, I don't like your question.
Michael Keaton cannot do wrong. Come on back, Manny. Okay.
There's no bad.
Now, we lost you right when I finished asking the question. So answer from my question mark.
You got it absolutely correct, Mr. Phil. This film, here's the thing. You know, American Assassin is fantastic, but it is just like the VHS action films. This one is a little, it's generic and cliched. And I've seen those straight to video action film too. They also come with cliched, corny lines. Like my favorite from the film, the film, you know, his charts are off the scale. Or my favorite, he dresses like a deer, kills like a lion. I mean, those kind of boring, hokey
or
dialogue.
Don't die on me, bro.
Right, or the chosen one. He is the chosen one.
Oh, and my favorite of all time is "Seize him, you fools."
Oh,
they didn't use that one, did they?
I hope not.
Or no,
we've got company. Yep.
Yes.
If they use "Hasta la vista, baby," I'll be like, "Bye."
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The film, American Assassin, the one and only true saving grace of the film is the cast. Too bad they don't have a better movie. Also, I did like the pacing of this film. This is an espionage movie. Think of any Jason Bourne films. You've seen them all here. I mean, you've seen them all. You will see them again in this movie. The whole premise, Michael Keaton is a trainer for the CIA, and he's training the brand new American assassin, played by Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf and MTV. And he's a brand new American assassin. His name is Mitch Rapp. The studio, Lionsgate and CBS Films, hope that this one will be the new Jason Bourne. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, all right.
I'm only giving it 2.5 out of 4.
Okay. That's too bad. Well, we'll look forward to next week. What's the big movie that we're looking forward to?
Well, next week it's the Lego Ninjago movie.
Yes. Nice.
And then we'll talk about Brad's status, which goes on full wide release next week. That, of course, has Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, Jenna Fisher. I love this film. I interviewed them for the Toronto Film Festival as well. So
I thought it was a movie about Brad Pitt's relative availability.
No, it's about Brad's status, like, you know, like a social media status.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Go there. Look at all of his interviews. He interviewed a bunch of people in Toronto. Have you posted all of those yet?
Not yet. I'm not Wonder Woman.
But you're trying.
Soon. I will. I try so much. Yeah. But okay. This weekend, I will post all of them.
All right, Professor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
There he goes. Well, that went terribly wrong, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
A couple times.
Yeah.
But I liked his reviews. They're very helpful.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. Well, good. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk baseball. Talk baseball.
Oh, right.
Right?
The official theme song.
Yeah, exactly.
With Trent Rush, who is one of the broadcasters for the Angels here in the Los Angeles area. They're not the Anaheim Angels anymore. The Los Angeles Angels. So get it right.
Okay.
Come on. Mm. And then we have Joe Quirk, who's the president of a company called Seasteading. You've heard of homesteading?
Mm-hmm.
This is seasteading.
I'm intrigued.
Yes, we'll tell you more about that, but you can start your own country right here in the what?
Middle of the ocean.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna talk to him, and in the meantime, oh my gosh, we have to worry about what's his name? Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
In North Korea?
Yes.
dropping a missile on somebody? Well, I think what we need to do is go back to the diplomacy that saved us all the last time Kim Jong-un was getting a little too big for his haircut.
This is great.
Let's send Dennis Rodman over there.
Yes.
Well, in fact, Dennis Rodman does plan to go back and hook up with his old pal, Un. Old pal Un.
Old pal
Un.
Yeah, and
to undo it all.
He's going to go over there and try to mitigate the tensions between the ruthless dictator. That's what we're calling him, right?
If there is anything with international diplomacy, I always picture Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they're good pals. So they go out, they hang out, and they talk basketball and food and nose piercings and all those things.
Yeah.
And so
tattoos.
Anyway, I'd say let's go for it. He plans to go out there. They plan to share together some of their mutual enjoyments like karaoke singing.
Could you imagine Kim Jong Un karaoke?
Yes, I can.
Skiing.
Oh
no.
Horseback riding
and tickling.
Well, yeah. And the last thing on the list here is laughing.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
They love laughing together.
Do they also sleep in a bed with a dog?
Yeah. They need to though.
I hope they post that photo if, in fact, that is the case.
Oh, Kim Jong Un is so round.
And United Airlines.
He's just a circle to me.
What do you call it? You calling him soft?
Yeah, no.
He's gonna find out.
Oh, boy.
You know, because he thinks he's all hard.
He does.
You know, like street language, hard.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Dennis tells him that all the time.
Yeah.
No, like, bro, you're hard.
Dude, you're hard.
You're so hard.
United Airlines could use some public relations because, you know, they grab people by the neck after they buy their tickets and they say, you can't sit there, and they toss them out on the tarmac. Mm-hmm. And but here's another thing that they may wish would go away. Another public relations nightmare. After allegedly bumping a 77-year-old woman who travels in a wheelchair off her flight in flight to London.
No.
This is according to her son. Son dropped off his mom at Reagan National Airport. It's a national. I thought it was international in Arlington, Virginia. Trusting United Airlines to make sure she arrived at her proper destination, London. She was scheduled to fly from fly to Newark first before catching the connecting flight to London. All right. Newark can be problematic for many reasons.
Sure.
But this is not one we thought of. So she's on the plane and she... let me get to it. Hold on a second. There she goes. Despite being assured three or four times that she was on the right flight to London before getting on. You know, can you see the picture of the grandma, 77 years old, in a wheelchair? Is this the right flight?
And then,
right? Can you imagine that?
Are people ignoring her? And
no, they're telling her, yes, you're the right place. She's
nowhere near a
and
plane.
And she later learned from a driver who was hired to pick her up that she never arrived in London. See, she was on a flight. They flew her to Newark. She thought, I don't know what she thought. She thought she'd already made it to London. And she was in New Jersey for hours and hours and hours.
Oh.
And because nobody came to pick her up, 12 hours later, she left the gate. United Airlines offered her a hotel that was several miles away, you know.
How is she going to get there?
I don't know. There's no way, according to the son, that his mom could have pushed a wheelchair to the hotel.
It's like 3 miles
or
away.
Anywhere else for that matter, so she just sat in the gate all that time.
Oh, my heart is broken.
Yes, that's horrible.
So here's the statement from the United Airlines people.
We suck.
While we offered our customer a hotel and to take her there, she declined our offer of assistance. We checked on her throughout the evening. We have since spoken with our customer's family to express our sincere apologies. We are working with our team at Newark to review what happened and to ensure we learn from this incident. Ultimately, the airline offered her a $1,000 voucher.
That's it?
Of course, that's how they do it.
That's like a one-way ticket.
It's an opening volley, right? $1,000, and you go, what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then you wait for the next volley.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I'm just having visions of their team being Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman.
It all makes sense now.
The Lucky Charms mascot.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the Lucky Charms mascot.
Yeah.
Everybody's just round.
Just a mixed bag.
Yeah. Talk about a mixed bag. There's a guy in Thailand where polygamy is legal.
Oh.
120 wives.
Oh, my God.
How?
That's a lot of anniversaries.
That's a one for every 3 days. You can rotate to another wife, right?
How many roses does he buy?
He's got, I don't know. Right, 120, there's 365 days. So he gets a five-day vacation from his wives. And this is surprising to me. They have 28 children.
Oh, that's not
that's
enough.
It?
That's not enough.
Must be using protection.
Oh. Wow. Jeez. Or he doesn't find the majority of his wives attractive.
That could be.
I hope he does a pageant of the wives.
Hey, we're going to talk baseball and start in your own country, among other things, in the second hour of episode 332
Ooh.
Of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Next.